A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This podcast is part of the Acast Creator Network. So there's a thing on Amazon called, or is it on Prime?
Well,
must be Amazon. I think it's called The Boys. And it's about a recreation of superheroes.
Here's your health before you drink.
Oh, yeah.
Cheers.
They drink Guinness on this. They drink Guinness on this.
Oh, do they?
It's a sort of roundabout way of telling you where we are, but I'll get to it.
Okay.
Jeez, you always get it better.
Buckle
look
in.
At this. Look.
He's a full
expert. Ronnie Drew.
He's a pint.
I wrote the daughter.
Cindy Drew.
Bonnie Drew.
How she has your daughter?
Curly red hair, yeah. Mad to go.
Did she sing ballads?
Mad to go. Never took off her bra. I just had to think about never took off her bra.
That's great.
But you'd be walking down Grafton Street and she'd say to you, I have no underpants on. But she'd be never, ever, ever took off her bra. Anyway, Bonnie Drew.
I have a lot of questions, but I think I'll just let them
go. I don't know what to say.
I don't even know if there's any point in pursuing them.
So it's on Amazon, it's called The Boys, and it's about these superheroes, but they're all fucked up. And it's like all alternative superheroes, like Bubble Man, and Bubble Man suffocates people, and he's a bad motherfucker. But there's a lot of humour in it, but it's twisted and mad superheroes. Right. And one of them is called Queen Maeve.
Oh, really?
Based on an Irish superhero.
And Ronnie the Rectum.
Oh my God, we are off.
Yes, we spoke about that before. Your man, he can capture people up his bum.
Oh if my you God. Stevie
Sphincter.
He inhales them.
Queen Maeve is one of the superheroes on it, and she's dressed in this Irish superhero warrior, all in green, and she's got mad powers and beautiful red hair. But she's based on a character that lived a mile from this pub.
Is that what they call cultural appropriation? Like, there's a storyteller friend of mine who says nowadays, as a storyteller, he's not able to tell stories about, he's not able to tell Native American stories. Because First Nations people will say, that's our story. You have no permission to tell that.
Okay.
That story belongs to us. So have that television company appropriated Queen Maeve when they shouldn't have? Imagine if Queen Maeve was held in high regard. Now she is, but if she was kind of an orthodox high regard, if we had festivals to Queen Maeve, if we had...
Yes, and we do.
But in the way we have festivals for St. Patrick and stuff like that, if she was a respected spirit in the Irish spirit world,
how come
would we feel okay about her being, and what's wrong with her on this television show?
She's just a little, she's gamey, she's got superpowers, she's got incredible strength. You see,
what's her superpower?
Queen Maeve had this the original Queen Maeve that was the daughter of the High King of Ireland. She married a man above in the north.
She
lived here.
Near Belclare. She married Aliel, and that's the start.
She married Aliel, and she wanted to rob the bull and all that.
In Roscommon?
Yes.
In Rathcrohan. Oh, I was there.
You saw the bull, did you?
But the thing about Queen Maeve was she was intoxicatingly beautiful. She was feisty, and she had incredible strength.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else.
And she was...
She was the Cora Staunton of the Iron Age.
She was the Cora Staunton of back then,
she could kick points.
She was just from anywhere. She was just a menace.
She was a cross between Sonia O'Sullivan and Cora Staunton.
And Michelle Smith.
The two Shoigas.
And the two Shoigas.
And Audrey.
Exactly. Audrey could be a little bit of Queen Maeve. Intoxicatingly beautiful, wild, frenetic, strong,
horsey.
Frenetic.
Frenetically, brilliantly strong.
Just phrenetic means that she looks like she sounds.
And she had the power to manipulate your mind.
Yeah, she does have all those.
Come over here to me now.
Yeah.
And next minute, she's up on top of your shoulders.
Yeah.
Queen Maeve was born, lived here with Fionnvar of Connacht on the hill in Knockmah. And this was a pub that she passed by many, many times.
So come in for the cure, the straightener.
She'd come in here. Queen Maeve. She had it you can ask too. Frank Canavan here, because we're in Canavan's in Belclare. Queen Maeve would come in here and drink pints and sit there not a bother. She'd only drink Smiddics.
Smiddics.
Mad for 25.
She definitely drank special.
And some days she'd push the boat out and have a few bottles of Ritz.
The wagon.
On a Sunday morning.
But she was born and reared here on the hill of Knockmah. And I've spoken about Knockmah so many times. So welcome to the parish of Belclare and to the hill of Knockmah. And that's all I want to say. If you're saying about stories, if we can't tell stories and share stories, then why is it misappropriation?
Because it's part of their holy culture. They say, you can't as a white man, they have a name for it, it's not the gringo. You can't as a white man just wander in and tell a story about rolling red thunder or mountain cloud woman or bird with one face. You can't tell those stories because they belong to us.
And you haven't lived that experience.
You listen while we and then you tell us your stories. Then you tell us the story of Fionn Mac Cuil and Cú Chulainn and Macha, the horse goddess, and Bran Mac Fiall, who got split in two by an invisible sword.
And Johnny Sweeney, the dismantler here at the head of the road, who dismantled Scars.
And Mananon, the king of the sea. You can tell us those stories if you knew them. Do you feel me? If you fucking knew them. Isn't that the thing?
Yes.
Who knows them? Nobody.
Yeah, well.
But that's a big thing now in...
And is it bad? Is it wrong?
I don't know. It's just what people are at. So, you know, I would pay no heed to them.
Is it not cool in one way that Irish super goddesses and princesses and warrior princesses are being depicted in modern stuff now? And they're bringing a new slant on something that maybe a lot of people wouldn't have heard of Queen Maeve.
Yeah, but you can't imagine... Say there was a superhero story. They wouldn't put... the prophet in it. Do you know what I mean? They wouldn't put the
Prophet Muhammad.
Yeah, they wouldn't put. You wouldn't.
Would they put Tommy Dowd in it?
Tommy Dowd with the shoulders
Tommy
on
it. Tommy Dowd, the prophet.
Oh
Dowd.
My god!
That's what they call him. The prophet.
His shoulders
Dowd.
Were as broad as the length of a donkey.
Crystal Carrington, Dynasty, wasn't it? Platinum. Yeah. The Prophet Dowd, they called him.
The Prophet, yeah. But anyway, so that's cultural appropriation for you. Do you have a Gaelic football story from Easter Sunday 1925?
I don't want to bamboozle you over pints with so much about
please.
This.
What See, do you mean?
Please
do.
I don't want to bamboozle you early on in the podcast because I'm a fountain of information here.
There's nothing I like better at 20 past 8 in the morning than being bamboozled.
Slánte, agus go mbeadh muid beo, I can now show it. I'm going to bamboozle you now with a bit of a nugget about this parish.
Oh yeah, a nugget. You wouldn't see it in Deadwood.
Right, go on then.
I think back in 1949, there was two parishes.
Would you have been a glint in your father's eye in 49? Was your father in it? In 49, he was, of course. Yeah.
Mickey was there. Mickey was...
How old was he when he was born?
Mickey Keoghan was living in Navan in 49. Mickey Keoghan hadn't left from England at that stage to become a tailor. And my mum was working. Well, no, she was only abroad. She was only a young one.
Never mind your mother. We're talking about your father. How old is Mickey when he was
Mickey
born?
Mickey was only a young lad when he was born.
He was only 8 or 9.
He was only a gidger. This parish here, and if I say this too loud, we're in the parish of Corrifin here, but this is Belclare. This is the biggest geographical parish in Ireland, and you're in it now. The parish of Corrifin is... the biggest.
It's wider and longer.
And longer.
Than any
than
parish.
Any other parish in Ireland. And you can
What's the
take
threat?
That.
Are you sure about
and
that?
You can take it now. Somebody here is going to Google this and somebody's going to go into geography class. But we are in the biggest.
I thought Ballintubber was the longest parish in Ireland.
I'm going to paint a picture here for you now and for the audience all over the world. You can go down as back as far as Tuam, and she'll straddle Tuam.
Yeah, Tuam's not that far from here,
Tuam
isn't
it? Tuam is 8 miles that way.
Right, 8 miles,
you'll go
yeah.
back about 14 miles to Ballygluin on the far side here. You'll go all the way over towards Athenry and Monavay. and you'll come back to the end of Clare Galway, and you'll stretch back in here to Annadown, and you'll push back into Belclare. And if I was in a helicopter looking at Currafin, it is the largest parish in the country.
Do you know the way they raise money for? Do you know the way the isn't it television shows that get popular, and the parish does a version of it to raise money?
Oh yes, like the lip sync.
Yeah, there. But they do Naked and Afraid here in Belclare.
Easter Sunday night.
Imagine dropping a load of people in Knockmah, Naked and Afraid. That's a fucking brilliant
That's
idea.
A good idea. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
a brilliant.
And you fundraise an idea for Currafin GFC.
Naked and Afraid in Belclare.
And the parish, oh, and that, then, the parish then, is that big. There's one lad from last year who still hasn't been found.
And then 3 weeks later, they're over the far side near Monavay.
Yeah.
And Annika Rice has to come in on the helicopter.
Annika
this
Rice.
Is the Jesus. Biggest parish in
Hang
the country.
Hang on, Annika Rice.
She was
Annika.
You need to update your fantasies now. Annika Rice.
She's a good while going.
I'm talking about helicopters
Annika
being
Rice.
Dropped. She was all the go back.
One teacher.
She sounds she like big, a young one from Athlone.
She was big in the 60s.
She was big in the 90s.
That's it.
She used to get out of the she used to get about the back of the helicopter with a yellow jumpsuit on her. Me and Freddie were fixated on it because we thought of up and the zip. I was saying to Freddie, going, "Is that a full length zip there?" She wore jumpsuits when nobody else wore them.
Yeah, she was ahead of her time.
This is the biggest parish in Ireland. So, way back in the day, there was a little bit of rivalry because Currafin was split and Belclare was the other parish. And people said that you're not living in Currafin, you're living in the parish of Belclare. So the two senior football teams, the boys met and they decided that they're going to settle this once and for all. We're either in Belclare or we're in Currafin.
Sorry, just go back a second. So there was Belclare and Currafin, mm-hmm. and people weren't exactly sure where the divide was.
Yes, and they said, you're in Belclare, but the people were saying, no, you're in Currafin. And there was war between the two tribes and the senior football teams. And they were saying, it's Belclare.
What year was this?
In the 40s. And right. they were going, it's in Belclare.
Where, who draws parish lines?
There's a good question.
Must be the council, is it? I don't know. The land registry, I don't know, is it?
No, I don't know. But
parish lines.
And are parish lines... like strict and distinct? Is there like it's not like is it a field?
It is.
At the edge of that field, then we go to the edge of that field, or is it?
I'm hundreds of yards.
It's lines. It's basically whatever is in the middle of it. Like, for instance, between Knockmore and Ballina, it's literally you. It's a lot like you. It's an invisible line.
Is it anything to do with Jesus?
Jesus. Oh, what would it have to do with Jesus?
Because, mate, did the church get involved in the declaration of parish lines?
Maybe they did. Maybe they did. Maybe it was the church.
I'm living a couple of hundred yards from Turlough Moor. And as my mother said, I walked around Ireland, but I ran through Turlough Moor. And that's what tune people say.
She's the gift of the gap.
That's what they say. But what a statement to say. Statement.
Do you have your t-shirt on inside out today?
Have I?
Oh, you do. That's a sign of something.
That's a sign of muscles, actually. You're so fit now that the t-shirt is inside out in you.
It turned itself inside out. Jesus Christ, Hector. I can't put my hand on it. It's that big.
Let's go back to this.
You wouldn't be out of place now hanging
on inside out.
You do, but I think it's a...
You wouldn't be out of place now hanging in the front window of a butcher's. With the muscles.
With half of you.
With the muscles
off.
On you.
Imagine if you went out to a do and you're all dressed up and you had the t-shirt inside out. And wouldn't people say, he's a little bit... Is there something wrong with him? They would. They'd judge you.
Well,
but you see, you won't
t-shirt.
Judge me. You don't judge me here.
Not your face anyway, no.
No. Belclare and Currafin were either going, we're going to settle this. And somebody's going to be able to have the... And they wanted the title of Currafin.
Who'd wanted it?
The Currafin people said the winner of the match will decide what parish we are and who will take...
That's a great way to decide things. A match. Like instead of fucking going to war over something.
So in 1940-something, Belclare senior footballers took the pitch here at the Broad of the Hill against Currafin. And it was nip and tuck the whole way. There was swinging and blowing and red cards and blood and everything was being spilt. And they say over 9,000 people attended the match.
Wow.
And with the last kick of the ball, Currafin Parish won the match.
Hmm.
Then Currafin had the bragging rights. They took the jersey, they took the name of the club, and they said, for once and for all, this will be known as the Parish of Currafin. And Belclare had to just, that was it. That was the end of Belclare football. Currafin rose to become the biggest parish in the country and won 5 All-Ireland club titles.
Belclare is like the Palestine of...
on the edge of...
Belclare is the Palestine of Currafin.
Yeah.
Currafin then rose and rose and rose. Five All-Ireland club titles and three in a row. Yes. And that's where you are.
And Belclare were happy enough to be part of that.
And Belclare, this
is Belclare the ghost of a parish inside in the body of another parish? Well, do you know what I mean?
Up here at Belclare pitch, it's the Currafin colours outside it now. But this is Belclare. This is Canavan's about.
We have two parishes in Knockmore. We have two actual church parishes.
Knock and Moore.
No, we've Raduff and Knockmore.
Raduff.
So we're big as well. So I don't know if you're accurate in what you said. But
no, I know I'm accurate because this is folklore around here. Because we are
around here. Queen. Yeah.
So when Belclare lost the match, did Belclare Football Club just was it no more?
They went backwards, as they say. They regressed. And Currafin rose like a phoenix.
Oh, yes.
And so they don't have a club here anymore,
they
surely.
Do, but it's not.
Just so they have a team in
Belclare?
They
have Belclare. A team, but not...
What are they called?
Intermediate, maybe.
This isn't the... Like, it's a great story, but I don't think...
There's holes in it.
Yeah, I think we should just...
let it go.
Just let the air blow through the holes and enjoy the rest
of
the
juice. I do have a lot of issues with it, yeah.
We're in a pub. We're drinking pints of Guinness.
Yeah.
It's now 8:45 in the morning.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you a story.
We've been here, since
we
6.
We blow through it.
Yeah.
You're on about Ronnie Drew's daughter.
Bonnie.
And I'm after Google it.
She Googled it.
I Googled it while you're talking.
Bonnie Drew.
She never had
it. She's not well.
No.
She's not well.
No.
And,
and you're... I think there's holes.
Don't bring it up again.
I think there's holes through that as well.
Well, we know that.
Well, we know she was holes.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Let's do it.
I mean, honestly, sure. I mean,
I was told to tell you Easter Sunday 1925.
What were you told?
Now, of how relevant is that?
Is that a U2? Is that the start of a U2 song? Easter Sunday, 1925.
A man who knows the story as well as you said to me, tell Hector Easter Sunday in 1925.
So that's when the match was?
Was it Easter Sunday 1925 that the match was played? I think it was, Hector.
I don't think it was that far back. I think we're talking the 40s.
It's okay. A busy man that didn't tell you the story.
But if you go further back on here, further above over the road,
yeah,
you come into the parish at Carlestran.
Oh yeah,
and that is.
I have a question for you,
Sean Kane, Dolores.
Yes,
Kane.
Yes.
I have a question for you.
I feel it here.
Let's start with Hector. Did your father go out with other women, like before he met Mam? Would he been dating other young ones, like, and who were they? Like, what could you have been?
I would like a time machine to just transport me back to Trimgate Street, 19.
You were born
66.
Hang on, Freddie was 67.
My mum and dad moved to London 65.
Yeah, but was Mickey,
I was born 69.
But was Mickey going out with women before?
I was born
him?
In the summer of love. It's all ganja.
The winter of discontent. Did Mickey hold hands with other women?
I'm sure he did. Mickey Keoghan was a good looking man.
Who did he have? Like, and did mum or dad?
Yeah, but like it didn't really. Well, like sometimes you'd meet someone and my father'd say, "Oh, I used to go out with that woman," or, you know, your mother would say, "Oh, that man myself used to have a line going on." Yeah, but like it.
What, but do you know them? Do you know what these people are?
Yeah, they were from the parish, like. Yeah. And.
Who are they? Why did they end up with the people they ended up with?
But Jimmy, did you ever go out with anyone other than your wife?
You see.
What are you talking about?
I'm asking you, did your parents go out with other people?
Of course
and
they
who
did.
Were these? What
but
are you
we weren't even
about?
Born.
Yeah, but who were these other people?
They were just.
Ah,
there's no stories in Utah. My mother went out with Vincent Hanley.
Oh.
Do you remember Vincent Hanley?
MTUSA. Yeah.
Yes. And she turned him.
Turned him?
Turned him.
How?
Well, he might have switched codes.
Yeah,
after
but what did she, what was it about her that turned him?
I have no idea. All I know is that Vincent Hanley, who was from Clonmel, in the county of Tipperary, who hosted MTV...
MTUSA.
MTUSA.
Sunday evenings. Three till six.
Every afternoon. It was where we saw...
ZZ Top.
And we saw Thriller. And we saw Brian Adams. And we saw all the great videos.
And were you watching it one day and your mother said, oh, I used to go...
I did a line with him. And then Vincent, then he wasn't in... I was the last woman he ever had.
Where she drove him to the other side.
She turned him.
Did you ever turn any women...
Yes.
From straight to...
Two, at least.
Two?
At least.
Interesting. Yeah. You traumatised them.
I think I bored them so much that they thought, no, not for me.
There must be something more exciting to life.
Yeah. But Vincent Hanley...
But of course
yeah.
our parents went out with other people, for Christ's sake. But we weren't even born. How would we know?
And sure, you wouldn't be something
how
that
would
your parents
we, how would I know what's
about?
Going on in Navan in the 60s?
What?
How would I know what went on in Navan in the 60s?
I know my...
I'm sure Navan was a hopping town in the 60s.
Yeah.
What about your father? Do you think he ever went out with anyone else?
He surely did. He surely did. But he went out with a Scots one. And then he was going out with this African girl, a nurse in London.
Huh? Jesus, good morning, Kevin.
There could have been a whole other colour palette to my face if Kevin had persisted in that.
When Mickey passed away, it took my mum a while to not even regroup, but there was never a male presence in the house.
And would she been young enough when Mickey died?
Early
60s? No, late
50s. No, late 50s.
But you never thought your mothers were young then, like, either, did you? When you look back now, you're going to like...
I'm trying to think. I was living in the Basque Country and Mickey died. And I know then about 10 years later, my mother started to befriend another person.
Oh.
And then it's...
What was his first name? Noel or something.
It was something like that, but he was a guard.
Oh.
But he was a quiet guard.
Quite
and I think she met him through the Lord.
Oh yeah.
And the Lord was the Tinder of Navan in the 80s.
The Knock Marriage Bureau.
If swipe left for the
my mother would only and as far as I can remember now, we're going back a bit, but I think they went for away after about 6 months or a year of sort of meeting it, communion and
bit of heavy
adoration. My mother went
heavy petting.
My mother went away for a week with him to Lanzarote.
Oh,
and that to me, that to Freddie and Mark and me and the brothers, we had an AGM about this. We sat around the table.
What
going,
did you say?
We were there. Trina's going away for a week with another man. But sure.
And did you say anything to Trina? Did you ask her any questions?
We knew she was happy because I think he was a man of the Lord.
Yeah.
He was a man of the Lord. He's a man of the cloth. He was also a man of the
He wasn't
guard,
a man of the
uniform.
Cloth now.
Well, he was a man of the Lord.
Be a priest if he was a man of the cloth.
I think she liked him.
Right.
I think my mum was... She wasn't into men. She was into the Lord.
So he happened to be...
The Lord was her man.
There you go.
The Lord was her man. Left, right and centre.
Was she a Medjugorje woman and a fashion man?
Lourdes, everything.
Stop. Lourdes, fashion man.
If you think about it, the Lord was my mother's man. And she would do anything for that man. Anyway, they went to Lanzarote, which is a big thing back in Navan, because everybody knows in Navan when you go in and book a holiday.
Is this early 90s?
Early 90s.
Lanzarote,
they were going for a week.
No.
Ibiza.
Out of our mind. On pills.
No, not Lanzarote. You're out of your mind on fucking...
Shouting to the man of the
Sangria.
Lord.
Sangria.
Kids don't know me at all.
No, he's got the wrong island.
I'm out of it.
It's the wrong island.
I have a Ministry of Sound CD in the car. Come on. Man of the Lord. No. I'll give you Man of the Lord.
Poor Holy Communion here.
They went to Puerto del Carmen in Lanzarote. He's the wrong island. They were drinking sangria and listening. Wrap me up in me aisles. Get it down in Puerto del Carmen. All the Irish bars. But she came back and something happened on the holiday. It didn't work out. She felt something. I don't know what it was. She didn't. It just something clicked. And anyway... It stopped, but that was the only time.
And was that the last time?
Yeah, that was the only time my mum had a sort of any time of and then after that, she dedicated herself to the Lord, big time. But Maybe in hindsight would have been brilliant if she fucking met somebody and fell in love again and all that, which would be brilliant, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
But back then, it wasn't the done thing. It's a lot easier now, isn't it?
Yeah, and she was young when your dad passed. So I think there's some cultures that they decide. Now, it's kind of men in charge type shite, but they, some Aboriginal cultures, First Nation cultures, they decide in the length of the woman's mourning. So say you're married to a warrior and the warrior dies and the chief of the tribe might say, your mourning has begun.
Okay.
And then 18 months later or 2.5 years later.
Yeah.
Or 6 weeks later or whatever it is, the chief of the tribe might say to you, your mourning is over. And then she'd have cultural permission then to go gallivanting. I don't think that was ever in Ireland. I think someone like Queen Maeve, when Queen Maeve was in bed with Aliel, she says to him, I hope you're not a jealous man now. Because she said, I've rode all around me and I'll ride all around me again.
Oh, God.
This is what Maeve said.
Yeah, so
she was. They say when you met Maeve, she'd intoxicate you with her look.
Oh, yeah.
You'd do anything for her.
Roar.
Yes.
There's a waft off it that would hypnotise you.
Stop.
But isn't that interesting? In Ireland, we had this thing of, we didn't have that claim on women the way that other cultures might have had. Mm. I'm talking shite now. But
no.
I remember that a Maeve. There was no, it was just like, I'll ride whoever I want, whenever. And kids were always been fostered. This whole idea of the nuclear family, that's not an old Irish idea. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, like, yeah, there was a lot of fostering.
Like, kids were often reared by uncles or wizards or, you know what I
yes.
mean? Or whoever was.
I'd love to be. I'd love to be.
Uncles
a wizard.
Or wizards.
You're going out with the wizard now for the afternoon. Could you imagine?
And you won't be back until the weekend.
Who's coming? Ask the wizard at that. I would be out like a flash. I'd be out like a flash.
What are we doing today?
The wizard is taking me. Mom, the wizard's here. Come out with him for an hour now. I'll come back tomorrow. I'll be back in about
Don't
6 years.
To be back.
Imagine if a wizard knocked on the door and said, I'll take him and I'll take him and I'll take him. I'd be gone. Fuck me. Oh, my word.
The old wizard.
Brilliant. But, anyway, nice you're good to health. What do you think? What do you
I
think
love it in here. I love this
I mean,
place.
Nice.
And it's a is this the bar or the lounge?
This is the bar part. No, there's a little function room here.
Oh yeah.
There's a
function room. But you see, we're
It smells great. I love the smell of a pub in the morning.
Yeah, it smells like victory.
Yeah.
And I love the squeaky door.
The squeaky door. You can't go wrong.
And I love people who live upstairs in a pub, people who still love at the venue. And live at the venue upstairs, and that they come down and they open up every single day. There's a turf fire on here. It's magnificent, but we're losing these left, right and centre. I swear to God, I know we've rejuvenated a few of them on 3 points, please, but they're few and far between these country pubs now.
Well, I suppose, yeah.
Aren't they?
They're not
hundreds and hundreds and hundreds.
And especially when you walk through a shop, a grocer's, and come into a pub,
yes.
That's an even
I was in a
more...
pub.
Rare.
I was in a beautiful pub in Bridgetown in Wexford last week, and I ended up having a couple of bevvies with.
How come this is the first we're hearing about this?
this is like.
How did you manage?
WhatsApp relationship.
Go on, yeah.
Where were you?
Fond Newmaid.
Wait, yeah.
Sorry?
How'd your horses?
I need another pint.
Yeah, we'll have another pint in a second, but tell
Steady
us
on, Hector. It's only 9 o'clock.
I went to Wexford last week to see a few friends.
Who? What friends do you have in Wexford?
I'm conscious that my T-shirt...
What friends did you have in Wexford?
I'm conscious that my T-shirt is back to
but
front.
I think that's good...
What label is
it? It's Inside
that?
Out.
What label is it?
Belstaff.
Belstaff. Okay, thank you.
Posh country.
I want to say hello to Billy Belstaff and all the Belstaff posse for sponsoring me.
Is that a...
One of the great English...
That's why you're wearing it
Inside
Out.
One of the great English motorbike brands.
Who were you talking to in Wexford? Who do you know in Wexford?
I went down to Wexford to meet a few friends. Bernard Jackman, the rugby Irish international. A few of the boys.
Very successful Leinster captain.
Yes. Great guy, Bernard. Good friend of mine.
What was going on?
Mind your own business.
I went down to meet a few friends because what happens, Tommy, in the real world of social interaction.
You meet
people say, will you ever come down? We'll go to this place. There's a lovely restaurant in Kilmore Quay. We'll go there and then we'll go to Bridgetown, have a few pints, say goodbye, give a few hugs, and then you can head home the next day. That's what people do.
Oh, look,
normal.
At this.
That's normal behaviour.
Didn't even ask for them, but there's more pints coming.
These pints are coming. Thank you.
Thank you.
You know, so I went down to a beautiful place in Kilmore Quay. And the last time I was in Kilmore Quay, I went out on the Flaherty Trawlers.
Now, Kilmore Quay's in Wexford, is it?
Kilmore Quay. The next stop is France.
Oh, lovely.
Would you mind explaining to me what
people
you were doing?
Are people looking at me with my t-shirt on inside out?
Don't tell them what you were doing down there. Definitely.
I'm starting a trend here.
But that, you know, Hector, sometimes you wear clothes like that now, so it's hard to tell if it's out.
Will you explain to me what you were doing in Wexford? I don't understand.
I met a few friends. We went for a few pints. We had a meal. I had a great night and I drove home the next day. Can I put my t-shirt?
You can, because you won't settle until you do that. Go and change.
Embarrassed about that, but then I'm going
to
say
it's a black t-shirt.
No, it's fine.
It's no different.
You wouldn't actually notice. I just asked. I was wondering what
if
the label
was. If you saw somebody
outside
in a pub and you went up to talk to them, would you say, "Step into my office now"? If the t-shirt was inside out,
I would tell him yes.
Step in with it inside out t-shirt.
The one thing that I find hard to tell people and men is when their zip is down and it's really off button, like their fly is down, and you don't want to embarrass them because they're. But like, is it okay to tell men that?
Of course. And it's a very simple thing. It's rectified within a second. What about a man who wears his jocks inside out?
Doesn't know
if he's coming or going.
That's a personal thing.
What about socks inside out?
That's uncomfortable, I would say. But again, that wouldn't be...
Who is the most famous person in the country to wear odd socks?
But...
And I never forget, as a young lad growing up, I said, that's the man. And then when I saw him, I said... Look at him now. Look at him now. He's got 100,000 people in front of him.
Shahili.
No, he's got 150,000 people in Metallica playing in his
Timmy
garden.
Fleming?
No. Look at him now and he's got the Foo Fighters playing.
The Gooch?
No. Look at him now. Look at his Queen. He's got in the front row. And look at him now. And he's got
the posh bastard from Slane.
Yes, Lord Henry Mount Charles.
He wears odd socks. Specifically.
The day he was born, they had odd socks on him. And he was different. And he'll never stop wearing odd socks. Lord Henry Mount Charles.
Well...
God bless you.
On that bombshell, God bless you and good luck to you.
I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.